Praising Through the Hard Times of Life by Maria Fontaine.
Throughout the Bible, we are reminded of the importance of praise in our relationship with the Lord. As we all know, being praiseful during difficult times is not easy and may not come naturally to us. But we know that our praise gives glory to God and brings victory to our hearts and situations as we verbalize our faith and trust in Him and His love for us. Even when circumstances around us don't look too good, or the struggle feels overwhelming, through all of it, we can praise Jesus and thank Him in advance for how He is going to work all things together for our good, because He has already promised it. No matter what our situation or what the conditions in the world around us look like, we are guided by God's Word and what He has said and promised. It is important that we take time daily in His Word and that we praise Him for all that He has given us. He is the rock of our salvation. He will strengthen us and teach us things that will help prepare us for the days ahead. The Lord is so good to us, and there are so many good things that He brings about in our lives, even during the times of struggle, that we can't help but praise and thank Him. Following is a written prayer to help us give Him glory during the challenges and hard times we face, and to praise and honor Him with our whole hearts, minds, souls, and spirits. A prayer of praise. We praise You, dear Jesus, that we belong to You, our forever love. We thank You that we have the certainty that all things work together for good for us because we love You. We give You glory and praise for choosing us, for counting us worthy to face trials and tests and tribulation for Your sake. We thank You that we're in good company as we sojourn through this world, working to bring Your love and salvation to others while keeping our eyes fixed on Your heavenly kingdom. We magnify Your name even in the midst of times of trouble, and we embrace the opportunity to learn and grow. We want to count it all joy when we face various troubles or trials, knowing that through these, You are teaching us endurance and patience. We know that there is no victory without a battle, and that the battles we face will only serve to make us stronger as we draw closer to You, and in You find our strength. We kneel before You in praise and thankfulness that You have commissioned us to be witnesses for You. Despite our human weaknesses and flaws, Your light still shines so that people can see the good works You do through us and give glory to You. We thank You that we can share Your love and truth with others through our words or tracts or other literature, as we do our part to search and seek out the lost. You have said that Your sheep hear Your voice and will follow You, and even when we don't personally see the results of our witness in this life, we are grateful for the role You have given each of us in Your search and rescue mission. We know that all who love You will suffer persecution, and many Christians face persecution around the world, even as the Christian message comes under attack in the media. We thank You that no matter what, and in every way, You are proclaimed, and we rejoice that Your gospel continues to spread and be preached. You are sovereign, and we acknowledge that You are able to work in every situation for the good of Your kingdom. We exalt You, the one true, righteous ruler, King of kings and Lord of all. We thank You that You have called us to be set apart from this world, and that we are not governed by its status quo and values. We praise You that we have the privilege of standing out as different, and being a part of Your city set on a hill that can't be hidden. As we shine Your light of truth, the sad state of the world is more clearly exposed, so that people can know the truth that will set them free. We know that through our witness, people will be brought to a point of decision, And we thank you for those who are hungry for the truth and who will hear your voice calling them. We thank you for the signs of the times and the opportunity that you give to the world to receive your truth. We have a role to play in doing our part to ensure that the gospel of the kingdom is proclaimed throughout the whole world as a testimony, and then the end will come. Even now you are working in the hearts of people so they can make the right decisions in the days to come. We celebrate you, our strength, because you fight for us in battle. You are our light in the night, our helper and guide. We are grateful that you work in our lives in every season to fortify our faith. You teach us to endure hardness as good soldiers. We give thanks for the times of testing, even if we feel grieved by them, because we know that the trying of our faith is more precious than gold and will result in praise, glory, and honor. We bow before you, the anchor of our souls, and acknowledge that you are our shelter in the time of storms. Thank you for teaching us how to engage in the spiritual warfare when we face times of trouble. You are our light at the end of the tunnel, and your truth always prevails. We have the privilege of hiding your word in our hearts through reading, studying, memorizing, and focusing on your word and promises. We praise you, our God of brilliance, for the privilege to be lovers of your truth, defenders of the faith, and proclaimers of the gospel. By your grace and anointing, we can make a difference in the world, as you cause us to shine as bright lights in the midst of gross darkness. Thank you that the darkness can never extinguish your light. We give you praise and reverence, our King of glory, for choosing us to help usher in your kingdom on earth. Thank you for the things you bring about in our lives and your never-failing presence with us through every challenge and season of life. We know that we have absolutely nothing to fear because you are always with us. Your word tells us that nothing can ever separate us from your love, neither death nor life, neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow. Nothing in all of creation can separate us from your love. We give all glory and honor and praise to you, the Most High, our rock, our fortress, and our deliverer. We rejoice in you and bow before you. We love you and praise you, our Redeemer. We praise you with all our might, with all our heart, mind, body, and soul. All glory and honor to you, our wonderful Almighty God, faithful and true.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at tfionline.com.